Yesterday was a very special day. 450 years ago, Monteverdi was baptized in Cremona, Italy. It's unknown the date of his actual birth, but what does exist is that baptismal certificate. It is Monteverdi that I have to thank for my love of Baroque music. When I was about 15, my mother brought home a cassette of the Monteverdi madrigals, which she had found in a bargain bin at CNA. I was at the time listening incessantly to the Beethoven symphonies, and when I listened to the Monteverdi, I couldn't relate to it at all. However, I had a tape recorder that would just play the tape over and over again without me having to turn it over. For some days, the tape played away in the background as I did my homework or read my book in bed. Then one day, it suddenly made sense to me, and I was totally hooked. Shortly after this, the tape stretched and broke, and I was beside myself with teenaged anguish. My kind mother rushed out and rummaged again in the depths of that bargain bin and brought me home quite a few Monteverdi tapes. One of my favourite pieces from that original tape was Monteverdi's Lamento della Ninfa. This masterpiece comes from his eighth book of madrigals, The Madrigals of War and Peace. The words are by Rinucci, a poet who was a contemporary of Monteverdi. They tell of a nymph who's been wronged in love. Her lover has left her for another, and she's distracted with heartbreak. She wanders around, stepping on the flowers, bewailing her fate. The lament is written for a solo soprano with a small choir of two tenors and a bass. They represent the pastori, or shepherds, who observe the scene and tell of the background to the nymph's distress. They are sympathetic to her plight and lament with her, but they are, of course, unable to do anything to help her. There's the hypnotic four-note ground bass, which underpins this lament, giving a steadiness on top of which the nymph can express her torment. At the beginning of the lament, Monteverdi wrote instructions. The nymph must sing according to her emotions, while the pastori must sing to a regular beat. The resulting harmonies contain some extraordinary dissonances, all part of Monteverdi's armory for plummeting the depths of human emotion. Here is the middle section of Lamento della Ninfa by Monteverdi, performed here by Nerua Rial with L'Arpeggiata.
Colei, colei, il mio non legge.
To listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.